Welcome to another episode of Kentucky Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right. Another week. I guess 2 weeks ago, but yeah.
Coming off a big win, though. That Tennessee game was fun to watch.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere it's like first time they've beat him in football at Knoxville in football and basketball. It was like 1958 or something like that, 1959. God, what a win.
That's incredible. That was a good beatdown, too.
It's actually been a fairly good weekend. I mean, we shed some weight off this show, and then we reached over 10,000. We have 10,300 downloads this week, which is awesome. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I know when we started this, I never thought ever we'd get that many. But
no, I didn't think anybody would listen to us.
We started off as a football only show.
And
the reason we did that was because there was nothing against. We love Kentucky sports radio. I mean, it's fine.
That was the only thing for Kentucky football. We're the first football podcast.
There was a ton of basketball ones, but the very, very little, if at all, football ones. And that's why we started.
I don't think there was any football ones.
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I remember, because that's the reason we did it. That's why the reason we stuck with football for a couple of years. And it turned out to be a great season. And then after that, it was, everyone. Then also now we got podcasts everywhere. It's been a hell of a ride so far with our podcast. I will say, I've some started in Mike's basement.
Yeah.
And now it's turned into something that's pretty good. I mean, we have a good time with it. We don't ever really brag about it and stuff like that. But we're there. That's a pretty big mark for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Very exciting. Me and Mike have always said that we're fans. We're not professionals or claim to be any kind of professional or any kind of insider stuff. We post. We do have some connections inside stuff like that. But we post what we hear and we try to keep it honest. It comes out to be real or true, then hell yeah. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. We don't claim to say that we're the first ones on or anything like that, but we try to be. That's just the way it's always worked with us. We're fans. And we get pissed off just like fans. We get excited just like fans. And it is what it is. At the end of the day, this is going to go on to what I'm talking about, the basketball. Me and Mike's been pissed off about the basketball this year. And I don't, there's not many fans that hasn't been pissed off about basketball. But
if you're not pissed off about basketball, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, because when we grew up, we always been huge football fans, obviously. That's what we've been season ticket holders, stuff like that, because that was the only thing you get season tickets for. and so with that said, Kentucky basketball was everything. I mean, when I was a kid, was everything. I mean, me and my dad never missed a game. I always was serious, no talking in the game. My dad screams at the TV. My dad even said just a few weeks ago when they lost, like they get a loser, they goes, Kentucky basketball means more to me than anything as far as sports goes. And I have to agree with him. For the longest time, that and Kentucky football were just like top above everything, But it's been a rough season, and me and Mike's been critical of Coach Cal and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, me and Mike have never ever wavered on our support for the kids. Me and Mike, we pride ourselves, regardless of whatever you think or whatever opinions you have. Me and Mike have always supported.
Right. You always support the kids. They don't get paid.
Exactly. They don't get paid. I think it's fair.
Accomplish a dream. I think we should support them no matter what.
Yeah, I agree. And regardless of what people say or what has been said or whatever, but we will always support the kids. We have personal beliefs on our own Calipari stuff, but we don't ever tell anyone how they should believe or not believe or whatever. Right. You do what you want to do. We've always been very complimentary of Cal and the way he's done things, but at the same time, I mean, you cannot ignore the historical things that are going on this season.
Historically bad.
Historically bad. They looked really good against Tennessee. We're going to take that away. They've been really good the last, the second half of the season, they've been really good. Honestly, if it was a regular season, they'd probably be somewhere around, 20 and 10 or something like that, or whatever, how many games they have left. But in the season, it would probably be somewhere around there, I would think, in a normal year. And that's what it would be. I mean, they would be definitely getting 20 wins, and it'd be somewhere 20. I think usually have 32 games. So So it'd be probably 20-12, something like that. That's probably what they would have probably ended up at.
Yeah.
And they'd been in tournament, I mean, with that.
I don't think they would have been top 25. They probably would have been top 40.
They would have been in the bubble. They would have been on the bubble, but they would have made it.
Yeah.
They're 3-9 against quad one teams. That three wins against quad one teams. That's good.
Yeah.
Now the thing is with this Kentucky team, they got some bad losses. Like the Georgia game doesn't help them. Auburn doesn't help them. But at the end of the day, this team has never stopped fighting, and we've always said that the shots weren't going down. But like I said, we don't pretend to act like everything's okay. And I will never be okay with a season like this in Kentucky basketball.
No.
And me and Mike, we talked about this. If it was a top 50 recruiting class, or even a top 20 recruiting class, we would be like, okay, it's a down year. But you have the number one recruiting class. It's not right. You should never have a down year at Kentucky.
Right. And some people are saying, oh, maybe they're just a bust. No, I think the coaching has something to do with it.
Yeah, I think coaching has a lot to do with it. They have to get a transition there. And Kenny Payne not having him hurt. I don't think Kenny Payne's like a difference maker. I think he did a lot for Cal and stuff. But I think Boozer Flynn's a good coach as well. I don't think there's
that was a good hire.
I do too. I don't think there was much of a downgrade there. I mean, people might miss again. We're just fans. So if you disagree with me, okay. I don't think Boozer Flynn came in with a head coaching background and you know, very familiar with Cal and his philosophies and stuff. So you would thought that was a pretty good transitional hire. And I still do. And the defense has really picked up the last few weeks, and that's his specialty. So, I mean, it's just not things have to change after this season, regardless of how the season turns out. If they go on and make the tournament, stuff like that, you have to be stupid to not realize that there needs to be change.
Right.
And I think it's totally fair, and I still think it's totally fair that Cal gets criticized for this season.
Yeah, absolutely. He deserves criticism.
Because Cal's biggest problem has been, and will always be so far, is because it means what he started here, what kind of, I guess, program he's built here as far as, you know, NBA first type thing. Guys will not – he has a retention problem. That's his biggest issue.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he were to get – it's not just guys going to the NBA. Guys are going to the NBA that has no business going to the NBA. Like no mock drafts are saying that they'll be drafted, but yet they're going anyways. Why is that? That's a problem there. Now, is it because Cal's recruiting over him and saying you have to leave? Doubt it. I can't believe Cal would give bad advice to his kids. I would
intentionally run off a kid.
No, but I think kids see that they're getting over. I think the kids see, oh man, we have a.
Yeah. You know, they see the writing on the wall.
Well, like, they see, oh, we have a BJ Boston coming in next year. Or we are like, you talk about Ashton Hagans and EJ Montgomery. Oh, yeah, BJ Boston coming in. We got Jackson coming in. We got all these guys coming in behind me. Like, I don't want to lose time, lose minutes and stuff like that. Instead, what needs to be seen as these guys are good competition. Like, you know, that was so great about the 2014-15 team because they – all of them were great players. And they took that they ran with that competition. So that's what it is. I mean, if you had this year's season had Juzang and Baker and – or not Baker, I'm sorry, Barker.
Barker.
And EJ and Ashton, this team would be top 10.
Yeah, I agree with you. This team would be special.
Yes, and even
because it takes so much pressure off Askew or BJ Boston. It takes so much pressure off.
Absolutely, BJ's played really well down the stretch here. I'm so
BJ
glad for that.
Down the stretch has. I'm very happy for him. He deserves it.
I'm so glad for that. You can tell he's
just been working his ass.
Yeah, and he deserves. And, you know, he's going to get drafted, and now he's pretty much assured himself to get drafted in the first round.
Yeah, he's starting to look like the draft pick that everybody knew.
He's got a lot of work to work on. I mean, you know, probably 20 years ago they would have told him to come back, but now since the NBA drafts on, your
potential,
and I mean his potential, he adds 30 pounds on him, he's going to be a hell of a player. Because what he brings, he's got a hell of a nice looking shot, jump shot. He does. I mean, he doesn't go in a lot, but he does. He's going in recently, but at first it wasn't. And like I said, I still think, and I'll say this till the end of time, that if this team had the summer workouts and that, you know, that Bahamas trip and all that stuff, they wouldn't be as bad. Now, I don't know if they'd be top 10 or anything like that. I just don't know if the talent's there because or which way you slice it, Sarr has been a disappointment to me, especially a guy coming in that was first team, what, all ACC. I mean, you're talking about a guy getting from the ACC. I mean, gosh, the competition he sees every day.
I said this in the beginning. He seems a little soft.
Yeah, and he has been. You know, he's done. He shows some plays.
I will say this, though. For a seven-footer, he has a pretty stroke from three.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's getting used. When Chris was saying, you know, he's getting used wrong or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he benefits from being down low.
No, he doesn't.
I think he needs to be out on the wing, let him shoot the ball.
He doesn't want to get pushed around. But see, that comes back to the point of
he's not strong enough to be down low.
Yeah, and it comes back to the point of Cal and the issues that Cal's had with his offense and trying to adjust it
and his old style offense. And he needs updates.
He has to. And well, hopefully we'll see that. And you know, Calipari's been one thing that we can always say about him, and it's kind of weird. That's why we're kind of in a weird spot here. Is he's always flowed with the times. He's always updated his time. You know, he always kind of got with the times. I mean, when you see that kind of stuff, that's why he's a Hall of Famer, and he's gonna have to, or else it's gonna be like again. I say this over and over again. If you had a problem with Tubby and don't have a problem with this,
there's something wrong with you.
Because Tubby's last 5 years was better than at the end of this season, no matter how they finish. Tubby's going to have a better overall record than, I would say, with way lesser talent.
Oh, yeah. Significantly lesser talent.
So with that said, you know, I think Tubby will have a better record. Now, you know, I don't think, because Tubby's last 2 years, they were second round losses. Like his last year was a first round loss. No. Both those years were both those years were second round losses. They had Rondo and stuff, and then, but 3 years, his third to last year, he was in Elite Eight. So now we're looking at with Cal, his 3 years ago at the end of this season, would be 3 years ago he was in Elite Eight. You know, obviously last year didn't happen, and then this year, so it would be 2 years ago. I'm sorry, three seasons ago.
I'll say this about Tubby. He never once went to the NIT.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Something to say about that. Now that NIT season, I will. The only reason I'll defend that is because they would have made a tournament. If Nerlens
stays healthy,
Nerlens didn't get hurt, they make a tournament.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm not, but this year's looking like NIT unless we somehow win the tournament.
Yeah, I mean,
which we should. I'm not rolling that out.
No, I'm not either. And I actually think what sucks is that Texas A&M game getting canceled. That's one less game. They really need to make some.
They need to make
up some games. I don't know what the hell's going on Texas A&M. But they've canceled like seven games now. But that game hurts us not having. But as of right now, we're seventh seed. And actually, it's a pretty good. I don't know if you saw this, but today was something was posted that we would be a seventh seed going in. And
I saw that.
I think our second round matchup with
Georgia.
Yeah, our first round matchup would be Georgia, and then our second round matchup would be potentially LSU.
LSU or. Versus the one at Missouri, Arkansas.
Yeah,
right?
It'd be Arkansas. Yeah, it'd be Arkansas. It would be. So their path would be like LSU, and then Arkansas, and then whoever. And I feel pretty confident. The only team that scares me, and they had a beat really in the second game was Alabama, but the Alabama just seems like a team that can really just really hurt you. But with that said, I think Kentucky definitely has enough talent to win it. But in a normal year, they usually do win the tournament. So you know, that's no. I mean, it still wouldn't shock me because the way they're playing right now. I mean, this is probably the best 8-13 team in the whole league.
Oh yeah.
But I do think Kentucky wins. I don't know, this is again my opinion. If they make up some games and stuff, and they finish 13-13, they win a couple in the tournament. I really do think they'll make the tournament no matter what. Because their net ranking is actually really good for being 8-13. Their net ranking is like 66.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. We're only beating one ranked team, though.
Yeah, but three, they don't care about that kind of stuff. It's all about the quad one win. We got three, and we still have Florida left on our schedule, which is another quad win, another quad one.
I think that's a must win, though.
Florida's a must win. And I mean, potentially, if you beat Florida, I think they have. Florida, Georgia. Hold on, let me pull this up here. Everything they have left. So they got They have Florida this weekend. And then he got Ole Miss, which is a bubble team. That would be another good win, a quality win. Then they have – that's it. So they have two games left unless they make up with the South Carolina or Texas A&M game. They all throw a game on there, seriously.
Yeah.
You'd like to get a couple of games, but Cal said today that they are not making up the game this week. So they're not going to have a game this week. So they're going to be off.
And I think that
hurts big time. Yeah. Like I said, this season, some teams have only played not that many games. So, I mean, it's not unusual to see a 500 team make it, considering you're playing, you know.
Especially out of what is up to like 68 now, isn't it?
68.
I thought they went from 64. Yeah, to 68
teams. Yeah, I got the two ends of it. Yeah. But yeah, man. So I wouldn't be surprised if a 500 team makes it, when considering you only played, you know, 26 games, and you usually would play, you know, at that, if Kentucky wins the next two, makes them 10, and say they win three of them and then lose in the championship game, right? So it'd be maybe 13-14, but usually that would be 27 games. Usually at that point you have 34 games. So like I said, they would have, you know, they would be 20 wins.
Right.
In a normal season. I mean, it's a weird year, man. It's a weird year, and that's, you know, I don't pretend that, but everyone's going through it. So you can't use that as an excuse, I don't think, because everyone's going through it.
Right.
So, and that's the way your team's built. You should have planned yourself for that and gotten yourself into it. And I get it. They're kids and all that stuff. And I see Duke and North Carolina, all these other teams are struggling with it as well. But it's still, to me, Cal gets paid like Nick Saban, like, make it work, man.
Right.
So
figure that shit out.
Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know. All right. So we also got the Chris Mack bullshit that we saw with Eric Wood.
Like, yeah, I still haven't watched the video.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it's deal to me. I mean, it's a bad look for a head coach doing that, you know, with a former player. But at the same time, it's just like who cares that much? I mean, really.
Right.
I mean, that's just where I see it on that. It's just that it's not that big of a deal. But you know, I see people get pissed off.
What did they do in the video? I haven't watched it.
They're at a bar, probably, you know, hanging out as friends, because I guess they're probably near an age. And I guess Eric Wood's probably his mid-30s, but they're just hanging out, and Eric Wood's talking about, he's saying that Kentucky will never beat Louisville again, which is just kind of funny, because Kentucky's like 12-3 against them, especially Cal is. It's like kind of goofy. And then it's like, if they would have had a football game this season, they do realize Kentucky would have kicked their ass, right? I mean, really.
Oh, Kentucky would have rolled them.
I mean, that would have been a royal beatdown. I mean, that's just, Kentucky was rolling at the end of the season, you know.
Yeah, they would beat the shit out of them.
I mean, I'm just being like completely honest here with you. I mean, I don't see a scenario where they wouldn't have won. So,
no,
but yeah, it's so everyone's commented on it. You know, Vince posted a video of this Tim sitting there. You know, the same one we seen where he's sitting there eating chips and they're in the weight room and you know, he's just saying, I'm just gonna leave this here, and then, you know, that's gonna be used for them. they will use that.
Oh yeah,
and as they should. So. But
yep, maybe Eric Woods just focused on calling ACC games.
right, no kid.
I mean, let's face it, yes, he was a hell of a player and his teams are good, but that Louisville ain't coming back for a long time.
No, it was just kind of bizarre because they, I mean, dude, there's the sanctions looming for their season. Like, they're going to be punished again.
No.
They just got beat by 45 by North Carolina, which is strange.
Right.
Which was kind of strange, too. So, I don't know what he was doing, but your coach is out partying, kind of.
Your coach is out of the bar
It looks like a bar to me, yeah. Running his mouth. You know, if my team got beat by 45, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be at home trying to figure out a way not to get beat by 45.
Right.
I mean, they got beat pretty good. I mean, I know they've been off from basketball for like a month, but. Still, I mean, that's a pitiful, pitiful show. I cannot believe we lost it to them in basketball. It pisses me off. But, you know,
That I hate being like this, but if we play them now, I think we
would. We would. I mean, Louisville's just their season's been shot because they keep canceling games because they keep getting COVID.
They have just gotten worse as the year goes on.
Well, they can't get their COVID. I don't see how many players they have left that hasn't gotten COVID.
I know.
So, but
if anything, they might go down as the first team to be completely immune to it.
Yeah. No kidding. Them or Texas A&M apparently. So,
God. Texas A&M just started screwing game all their players with COVID.
Yeah, it's like, let's all just cough on one another and let's move on. I'm just glad I got the vaccine. So, you know, I'm done.
Yeah.
The second shot was the doozy, though. I mean, that was a.
Yeah, I know. You called me and said you weren't feeling
good. Man, it kind of put me down a little bit. Yeah, that was on Thursday, and then I was good Friday morning. So, yeah, it was a weird day. I guess, just went down quickly. But yeah, I mean, I don't – if you want to get the shot, get the shot. If you don't. You know, I'm not sitting here advocating for the vaccine. Yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't tell anybody what to do with
their mask. Nah, I'm just really tired of wearing a mask and doing all this other stuff. So, I want to see my grandparents and my grandma and my parents without fear of getting them sick. So that's kind of the way I see it. So,
yeah.
And plus I deal with the public every day and so do you. And you know, you don't want to be that guy that passes it around to everyone.
No.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's been a good weekend, man. It's been a really good weekend for the show. It's been a really good weekend. You know, I'm just so proud of the way this show is pushed on, you know, just pushed on, man. And it's been exciting. It's been an exciting run. And I can't, you know, we got a football season coming up, looking like one to be one of the better seasons. Oh yeah. That's what we got to get on to too. I mean, Mike's, you know, renewing our season tickets for yet another year. I mean, gosh, we've been pretty much season ticket holders for 14 years now, 15 years, I guess it's be 15 years since we were 18 when we go to, you know, we've been to almost every game. I mean, it seems like so. We went through every game last year during the pandemic. So
yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's something that we usually. There's always one game we miss.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we usually miss one game, like that November crap game. But
but you know what it was is there's no weddings this year. There was no other like family events we had to go to. So we got to go.
Yeah, it was good. So I mean, I'm hoping to have a full season this year, and it said on the on our email that they anticipate a full capacity this year. So,
I miss that, but at the same time, I'm going to miss not having to wait in line to use.
Yeah, roster. Yeah, that's true too. I still can't imagine a full capacity by September, but I think if you get the vaccine and stuff, then it's like I'm promoting it. No, I mean, if we have vaccine and stuff or herd immunity or whatever you want to call it, I think we might be able to get a nice 75% or something, you know? So.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this, though, from that Florida game tonight, because I'll be coming back from Florida that day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I did it this year and it was fine, but I'll be flying this year. I'll be flying everywhere this year. I'm not driving nowhere. God, I can't believe I made it home, though, for that Ole Miss game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, drive all the way in town from South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. Drove all in town. Got up at 3 in the morning time to make a 10-hour drive home. Came home. Got my clothes on. Mike came pick me up, and we're off and running again.
Yep.
So, yeah, Florida game this year is going to be huge for me because Kentucky's going to have a better team. So,
yeah. Hopefully it's a night game.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. Oh, it's going to be a night game.
That game should always
I can't remember a game, one in Lexington that it wasn't a night. Kentucky. Can you? I can't remember one. The last two.
The year the college football.
That's right. That was game of the week. Day. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like a 3:30.
Yeah. It was a little bit. Yeah. 3:30 or 4. But
I can't remember last time it was
as
noon,
long
though.
As it's not at noon, I should be able to make the game.
Yeah,
because I'll be flying back. I mean, I'm gonna make the game. Let's just put it that way. I'll be making the game.
I'll figure out. I'll pair you up.
Yeah, I'll be making that game unless our plane crashes. Then I won't be making anything, so it doesn't really matter.
Ooh,
so a little ominous right there.
Talk about a bad touchdown.
Oh God, nice. I like that. So, but yeah, I mean, we're back to like I said. This show's we're back to having fun. Back to. Like I said, we don't try to take anything too serious or anything, but this is this is the podcast for the fans, for the season ticket holders, especially.
If you're angry, let us know. I don't care.
I just don't. We don't get into politics on here. We don't get into anything like that. And that's for that reason. This pod is for to get you away from, the daily bullshit, I guess I should say. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say just all the distractions there are out there.
So we're getting into the point of the year where we get into the tournament, and if Kentucky doesn't make it or whatever. It starts becoming that slow part of the season, getting ready for spring practice. Then after spring practice, we have that whole, pretty much from May, into April on of just dead air, really. I mean, we're just talking about getting ready for the season and stuff. So we'll probably try to have, Justin Rowland on here. We've had, that was the other thing too. We've had some great, I think people we've met and had some great, great guests, Justin Rowland, who else?
Cole Kubik, Freddie Maggard has been on the show.
Yeah, it's
Kyle Tucker,
Looney,
Patrick Looney,
Travis Graff. We've had former players, David Jones. Just some great guests, and we couldn't be. I never thought it would got this way, this far. And I will say my favorite one was either Cole Kublik's interview or Freddie Maggard. I loved hearing Freddie talk. I mean, because Freddie's just kind of a legend around here.
Yeah, Freddie's a legend.
And, a former Kentucky guy. And he just can't get over that we got to interview him and hear his background and find out how great of a baseball player he was too. And he's also fought for this country and
listen to him.
He has good stories, and he knows his stuff, man. And like I said, he's also a veteran too. I mean, a guy that also did it, not only that, but also served the state of Kentucky on a military level. So hopefully we'll get Chris back on here. I don't know if he'll ever come back on. I don't know, but apparently he's getting his master's. I don't know. I don't know about all that.
I don't know. He's never been that good at golf.
Yeah, there you go. I'm ready for. Let's hope Kentucky makes this, because it is. God, those first couple of days, the March Madness is so fun.
The first weekend of March Madness is probably the best.
It's got to be, man. It's up there, man.
I mean, it's literally from like noon all the way till midnight.
I know. You get upset. It's just fun, and I think.
There's always last second.
So, what do you think Kentucky? Kentucky wins the SEC tournament. Where do you think they're at?
Man, I bet they're 8 or 9, probably just based off.
I bet so too. I agree with you on that. So, someone the other day was saying, "Well, maybe a 12 or 11." No way.
I mean, I could see it being high, but
no way. Kentucky goes off. Say they went out and they win. They win the SEC tournament. That would put them at least 6 quad one wins. Because I mean, you would think they'd beat Florida, they beat Ole Miss, they would have to beat either LSU or Arkansas.
More than likely, they'd have to play Alabama
or Tennessee.
In the championship.
Yep. So, I don't know, man. I like to have that Tennessee matchup again, because I do like our chance on that side. But I'd rather stay away from Tennessee and Alabama side. I'd rather be on that.
Yeah,
and we actually still got a shot for it. We still have a shot to get that 4 seed. Obviously, we got to win the next 2 games, and then Florida's got to not win another game. But I mean, it's not – we play Florida in one of those games, so it's not, like, totally out of the question here. So, in between us. But I mean, it's not something that's unheard of. So, I mean
– Yeah, crazy things to happen.
Yeah, crazy things happen. That double bye is a big deal. It's a big deal when it comes to the SEC tournament. But this team just needs to play.
Although I feel like this team benefits from playing. I think they benefit from that tournament style.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, they just need to play, and just not worry about nothing else. And the end of the season, like I said, I hope Mintz comes back. I'd love to see Jackson come back, stuff like that. But understand, like Jackson, BJ's gonna be gone. Obviously, Clark's definitely gonna be gone.
Yeah, Jackson's gone.
I would say Sar's gone. I don't know. Keon Brooks is one. I don't know. I'd like to see him back. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think he too.
It seems like he likes being in school. I don't know. I mean, it looks like he's likes being here. But having Vince back next year and ask you, it would be big time. You get both your backcourt back. Essentially, your backcourt back. I mean, that's your two point guards. Your two guards.
Yeah. And I mean, unless he transfers, Spencer Ware is going to be back. And I'm big on Spencer Ware.
I like Ware. I think Ware's
I'm a
good.
Big fan of Spencer Ware. I think he's a true big. I think he's what Cal. I mean, Sarge.
Cal's probably promised Sarge that he's going to play. So he's going to have to play.
Yeah. But I'm saying Spencer Ware is more of your traditional big. That's what Cal wants to use.
I mean, it's kind of seeing what Cal's doing now. I mean, he's pretty much saying now Allen is no longer going to play, and Ware's getting maybe 3 to 5 minutes. I don't think Allen played at all the other night.
I know Mintz was hot, but Dante Allen got in there for a little bit.
Unfortunately. What's going on with him is very unfortunate. I got a feeling. I don't know. This, like I said, we don't have any kind of insider information, especially for basketball. I feel like he's going to transfer, and I wouldn't blame him if he did.
I mean, that's usually what Cal does with really good 3-point.
Yeah,
shooters.
And that's
he
unfortunate
runs out.
Because I think if he's a guy that you stick around for 4 years, and by his junior or senior year, he's a starter, and you know. If you're telling me that your issue is, or his issue has been defense, and then sometimes not shooting when he's supposed to, but the guy's a freshman. I mean, he's been hurt for a couple of years, but I feel like he's getting the short end of the stick because he's not a 5-star. He's not going to be on the NBA. And that kind of pisses me off. That's the kind of stuff that like makes me mad with Cal. It's like, I don't know if that's hurt, if there's any truth to that or anything like that, but it feels like it. It feels like it.
Yeah,
exactly. It feels like you're not playing the hot hand. You're just playing the guys that you know that you've promised. I mean, I'm sure he's promised BJ and then they're going to get drafted. You know, come here. We're going to get you ready for the NBA and get out of here. And you know, I'm sure some kind of thing he's got to get behind it. But at the end of the day, you got to win games, man. And you got to put the guys out there that's going to win you games. And do I think Allen should be a starter? Probably not. But do I think Allen should have been sitting on the bench all in December and November when they were struggling? Absolutely not.
No,
and that's a head scratcher to me. And Cal's never going to answer that, and he's never going to tell us why. He didn't have to. You know why he didn't have to? Because Cal's got a lifelong contract. He doesn't have to explain nothing to us. Yeah. And he's a Hall of Famer. His record speaks for itself. His record at Kentucky speaks for itself. And that's why I will always say he should not be fired after this season. Absolutely not.
No.
That's absurd if you think that.
No. He needs to have like 3 or 4 seasons like this before.
I would think after next season, you would see a lot of it. People want to get away, want him gone. But
yeah. If we had another season like this, there'd be a lot more talk. But I think it takes 3 seasons like this.
Yeah. I think the big thing with Kyle.
Although, granted, we did way less for Tubby.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
A Hall of Famer. I was going to say, Tubby. Like you said earlier in the show, Tubby was a lot better.
Yes,
than
yes. In his last 5 years, yes. And at the end of the day, Kentucky dude is all about winning championships. Don't matter how many Final Fours you go to, all that stuff. At the end of the day,
I don't care who the coach is. I don't care if we pick up Mike Krzyzewski, as long as he wins championships.
And people say, well, it's not fair. You know, he's going to be coming. And I agree with you. It's not fair to say that every year we need a championship. But in an 11-year span, when you've had all the best players, you can watch the NBA right now to know that you've had the best players, and you claim you've had the best players in all these draft picks, and you only have one championship to show for it. And the years Tubby was at Kentucky, they had 3 first-rounders. That's it. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They only had 1 lottery, and I think they've only had – they had 3 first-rounders, 1 lottery. That's it. That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's saying quite a bit. I put out everything for both of them. Here we get here. 5 minutes here. So he had 2 play. I'm sorry. Tubby's last 5 years, 131-40. All right. That's his last 5 years. Calipari, I can't say I haven't had it this year. So this year, this is just from 2015 to 2020. He was 140 and 39. So, so Tubby had one more loss than him, but nine less wins, which that's going to change this year, because if you add in this season, it knocks off
from 2016 because after this
season, it knocks off the 2015-16 season, which was a 27-9 season. So it knocks off 27 wins. Yeah. So it's definitely going to be lower.
And adds on a lot more losses.
But just the comparison to Tubby and him, and like I said, I think it's a fair comparison, because if you're going to be mad about people getting mad about Cal and calling us ungrateful, this is your reality. The whole time time Tubby was here, the entire time Tubby was here, he had in the last 5 years, the entire last 5 years of Tubby's career here at Kentucky, he had two players drafted. Two players. That's it. One first rounder, one second rounder. Can you name the two?
Rondo.
Prince was early in Kentucky's in the Tubby years. So I'm talking about the last 5 years.
Oh, last five. Sorry.
Bogans was the second round pick. Our second round draft pick. So Bogans was the second one. Rondo was first round.
And you know what? I'll say this though. Keith Bogans stays healthy. Tubby makes it to a Final Four.
I agree.
It's not possibly another championship.
So we want to guess how many Cal Perry's draftees he's had?
Last 5 years, what, like 22?
16. I mean, 16. 16 first rounders and 4 second rounders and 8 lottery picks. That is.
That's unbelievable.
It is. When you're talking about he's about to have a worse record than Tubby. Now the competition's a lot better underneath Calipari, because they didn't have the one-and-done rule when Tubby was here. But at the same time, Tubby had significantly less talent. So, I mean, you can't just ignore that. Again, I ask the question to people over and over again. If you're okay with Cal, then why were you so mad about Tubby? Mike will tell you, me and Mike's known each other for 25 or something like that years now. And he'll tell you, I was like Tubby.
Yeah.
I did. But I understood. And I understood why Tubby. We moved away from Tubby. And that's because Tubby, his program becomes stagnant, and Tubby did not get with the times. And when you don't get with the times, that's when it's time to move on. I understood Kentucky had to move on from him. He had run its course, and it was time. He knew it. That's why he left. Exactly. You could see Cal starting to feel it too. I mean, he's starting to say things to fans I've never heard before. He's frustrated with the season too. He's frustrated with the fans this season. But Cal's done a lot of other things that we won't discuss on this show, because, like I told you earlier, we don't get political and all that stuff either on this show. But he's done a lot of things other than lose or had a bad season that's pissed off a lot of fans. And you don't alienate your fans. I'm sorry, you just don't. When he got here, I can always remember the one thing I loved about Cal, different than Tubby and Gillespie, was he made a point to make sure the fans were always included in everything, make sure the former players were there. He hired a bunch of former players on the staff. I mean, really just embraced the Kentucky atmosphere and just wanted that. He loved it. He embraced it. It's just like, he just Kentucky's the perfect place for him.
Yeah.
Now it seems like he's defensive about everything. He talks about only his players that's been in the draft. He doesn't talk about anything else, and it doesn't seem like he reaches out to fans anymore. I might be wrong on that. But I don't know. It just seems different now. And he said it himself.
I agree.
It's a 10-year job. And he's in his 11th season.
Yep.
So maybe he was right. But time will tell, man.
Yeah.
Time will tell. So,
tail.
Yep, well,
just keep winning, man. That's all you got to do. I'll keep watching. So,
yep. I'm going to watch every game. I mean, just keep winning.
Yeah,
no matter how frustrating
it
is.
That is it.
I don't care if we win every game 21 to 20.
What'd you say?
I don't care if we win every game 21 to 20.
Just figure out a way. I mean, that Vandy game was bad basketball, but they found a way to win. So,
Exactly. I don't care. It doesn't have to be pretty. Like I said, just 21-20.
I agree. Okay. So, all right. Well, just hope we keep winning, man. Go Cats. Right. You know, I'm Nick.
Yeah. I'm Mike. Go Cats. Just win.